goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Elizabeth Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G, date of birth 1/25/1991. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is the telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Armstrong with lithium nephropathy and hypertension, also bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was February 12th of this year. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months. She's been trying to eat more of a plant-based protein diet, but occasionally does consume dairy products. She does walk for exercise in Rock Lake in the swimming area and plans to do some swimming in the winter months at the local community college. She's had several medication changes since her last visit, including metoprolol has been discontinued, omeprazole is discontinued, naltrexone is discontinued, and omega-3 fatty acids she's not taking. She's taking iron on Mondays and Thursdays only, zinc on Monday, Thursday, it's 50 milligram, and methimazole 5 milligram is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday instead of daily. And other medications are unchanged. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, no edema or unusual rashes. Physical examination, weight 208 pounds, pulse 63, and blood pressure 126 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 18th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.22, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.5, calcium 10.2. Sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, lithium nephropathy with preserved renal function, 2, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.